Fred Film Radio from Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti with Dennis Rue, director of DFM. Welcome back, actually.
Thank you very much, Chiara.
So, Dennis, the EFM 2023 delivered a brilliant return to the physical format, breaking all, you know, previous participation and exhibition records. Does that mean for you that people, despite all the digital innovations and advances that you did during, you know, the pandemic years, still want to make agreements in person?
It's not only that people want to make agreements in person, it's also about networking. It's also about the physical encounter, which is very important for this industry. Even if we had a lot of online offers during the pandemic years, it felt very important to offer the physical space again. And it was also very positively received by our participants to be back in Berlin together. And I think even if online formats are quite effective for specific topics or specific issues, it's also not the case that it really replaces the physical encounter and the opportunities which raised by physical encounter.
Country in focus 2024 will be Italy. What did you, let's say, learn about this growing industry along these months of preparation?
I learned a lot about the Italian industry. So I already knew that it has a long tradition and that many great films of film history came from Italy and were influencing filmmaking worldwide. No, but I learned that the Italian film industry is in a very good state as well, that the infrastructure of the Italian film industry is brilliant, that also topics like greening the film industry are very recent also for the Italian industry. And that Italy is also offering a lot of opportunities to shoot in Italy with high quality facilities, studios, and so on. So there's a lot of learning, and I also want to share all these learnings with our participants at the European Film Market.
As we said before, last year, EFM's long line is It All Starts Here. This year, a double responsibility since it's also the first market after the conclusion of the strike. Will held back projects, for example, be presented again? What's going to happen?
Yeah, I think there's a lot going on, especially after the strikes. And of course, we already talked to a lot of sales agents, to a lot of buyers when we were in the American Film Market in Santa Monica to get a feeling what will happen when the strikes are over. And already got the feedback that many held back projects will be resumed, and that really Berlin, if the strikes are over by then, is the place to restart selling those projects, because there's more certainty when those projects can be realized and what the delivery dates are. So that's why we already expected a big influence on the market. And right now we can also see that U.S. participants are coming in big numbers to Berlin, to the European film market. After Germany, it's the second biggest group of market participants. So we have over 700 participants coming from the US. Wow. And also a lot of companies, a lot of sales companies exhibiting in Berlin, doing meetings in Berlin. We have over 60 sales companies from the US. So it's also a big number.
And at the EFM industry sessions, you also focus on AI, artificial intelligence. How necessary did it feel to address the topic, understand it better, and how did it shape the sessions accordingly?
also highly connected to the strikes, which you just mentioned, because artificial intelligence was one of the key subjects during negotiations of the parties during the strike. And it's really in everyone's on everyone's lips that artificial intelligence has a huge influence on the industry, on daily life, and that's why we chose this topic to be really the focus topic of the EFM industry sessions this year. And as I just said, it's really a topic which is bigger than the film business. That's why we also have a very a broader approach to talk about artificial intelligence, to give a bigger picture, to work interdisciplinary, also to bring people on stage who are not from the film business but are experts in the topic of artificial intelligence. So we will have the broader approach, but also some showcases how artificial intelligence can be used to create content, to create films, but also what influence or what concerns groups, industry delegates have when the implementation of artificial intelligence is in question. And that's why we also have a topic or one session to raise the question, what influence artificial intelligence on diversity in filmmaking has.
One last thing, you're here as EFM director were once of big changes and difficult times, and I was wondering, what are you the most proud about of these years as the director, and what do you think the EFM's direction will have to be once you're not directing it?
Yeah, that's a big question. But I start looking back to the last 3 years and looking back on the achievement of me and my team during the last 3 years. And one of the big achievements was really to deliver the first online market in 2021, to bring an online market or to deliver an online market which was effective and which was creating momentum also for sales business, even in very challenging times when everyone was really influenced by the pandemic. At the same time, we tried, I and my team, we tried everything also to keep physical elements wherever it was possible. So in the first year, we created on-site screenings in several cities like Melbourne, Tokyo, Mexico, and also Sao Paulo, because cinemas were open during this time in those cities. And we presented films selected for the Berlin International Film Festival, for the official program in those cities, in cinemas, and invited buyers. And it was very successful. I think most of the films presented there were sold to those territories. And that was also one of my highlights, even if I was not on site to see it, but to keep keep this element and also to present films in the format for which they were produced for. It was a big screen, yeah? And I think it was important to keep this element. And, yeah, of course, I'm also proud about the successful return of the European film market in 2023. After 2 years of online markets, we came back with a physical market, and it was highly successful. People really came back in big numbers to Berlin, and that's also one of the big achievements. And also for the next edition, it looks pretty good. So the numbers are going up. Also, the number of exhibiting companies, the number of participants are very good. And difficult times because of the pandemic, but also because of the entire political situation of the world. So of course we also had to face the fact that there was this full-scale invasion, or is still the full-scale invasion in Ukraine. So I'm also proud, or I'm happy that we were able also to support, for example, the Ukrainian film industry, to be in Berlin, to be present. And we will do the same for the next year's edition, also supporting Ukrainian activities, the Ukrainian national stand at the market. So I also see the role of such an influential, such a market with a lot of influence, also to support industries which are in risk or under pressure.
What's the direction that you think EFM has to go towards, let's say, once they've
Yep,
been?
I have an idea, but of course, the strategic development of such a market is very important. It's very important to listen to the industry. What are the needs of the industry? And the needs of the industry are constantly changing. Yeah, and to adapt the marketplace to the changed needs of the industry is, of course, very important for the future. Also to develop further the digital offers. So I already started some projects which of what I hope that those projects will be continued in the future. And yeah, I think that it's going in a very good direction. That's how I could end this interview, right?
Thank you, Dennis. Good luck for this year's edition of EFM, European Film Market, at the 74th Berlinale. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you very much, Chiara. Thank you for having me here on FRED Radio again. And yeah, looking forward to host the entire industry in Berlin.
And we've been talking to Dennis Rue, director of the EFM 2024 edition, and this is Chiara Nicoletti for FRED, the Festival Insider.
FRED, 24/7 on FRED FM and smartphone app.